Well, the music you just heard in the background there is the music of the Ilium Pipes. And I'm with the person who's reputed to be one of the very best players in the world. I'm talking to Porig McGovern. Thank you for coming over to Calais, Porig.
No problem at all.
What's brought you over here?
There's an Ilium Piper Association over here called Conanam. And they approached me a couple of times, and finally I got permission to get off work and all the rest to get over here. So I'm over here. We're doing workshops and a wee bit of a concert tonight. It's been a really interesting couple of days. I had no idea there were so many Ilium Pipers in Brittany. There was actually 20 Ilium Pipers from Brittany at the workshops today. There was two teachers, Peter Merbeth, living here in Brittany as well, brilliant piper. And he's been here teaching. I think he teaches a lot over here in Brittany, and there's many pupils have gone through his hands.
You've been leading a workshop, have you?
Yeah, I've been doing workshops. Both myself and Peter have been teaching, and we divided the workshops into two groups of 10. But it's intense. It's four workshops of 3 hours each, so about 12 hours teaching over the 2 days. But it's great fun, and it's great for myself even teaching. It's a great look in the mirror. You actually analyze your own playing out of it as well, and you see that, you know, when you're trying to teach something, you really break it down, and then you have to see, well, actually, do I do it that way? You know, so it's been great fun as well.
Have you been doing your work in French?
A little bit of both. I have very small French, but I have a couple of, I hope, trustworthy translators, a couple of people who are bilingual in the class, and they've helped me out on a number of occasions. And I would have studied French as a youngster in school 25 years ago, but I haven't used it very much. But it's funny how some of the words have come back, and, you know, I've started to use a few of them again anyway, you know.
How about the style of playing? Is it any different in Brittany to Ireland?
Yeah, I suppose it is. In terms of, a lot of these musicians are Breton musicians, and they're playing a lot of Breton music. It's similar in a lot of ways. Ilium piping, though, has so many different sub-styles within it that I suppose the Breton have their own style. And here in Ireland, we talk about the open style and the closed style. So the open style would be where, you know, you play sort of note into the next note. It's sort of legato. And then there's the closed style, which is very staccato. I find the Breton style, they're sort of in between. And when you talk to them, you know, it's obvious that Liam O'Flynn has had a big influence over here. And Paddy Keenan, they were probably two very famous Irish pipers that played with bands, some of the earliest, I suppose, if you like, commercial bands such as Planxty and the Botty Band. And I definitely feel that they've left a legacy over here in Brittany, you know. Their style is very popular here among a lot of the pipers.
You've got to help people like myself who don't know much about music. Can you tell us a little bit about what these Ilium pipes are like? It's not just a bagpipe, is it? It's a little bit more sophisticated than that.
A little bit, yeah. I suppose it's similar in that you have the chanter where the main melody is played, and then you have the drones, which is sort of just a sort of a one-note buzz in the background. But I suppose with the Ilium pipes, it's a wee bit different. It's got regulators as well as the chanter and drones. So the regulators they're just like chords, I suppose, on an organ. You hit them with your wrist as you're playing. And we play with the bellows, bag and chanter as well, so we don't actually blow into the pipes. I suppose one of the biggest differences as well, a lot of the pipes will be pitched in B or A or B flat, and our pipes are pitched generally in D. You can get flat pitch pipes, but generally our melodies will be played in the pitch of D and G.
I heard you earlier on spending a lot of time tuning up, so they're quite finely tuned.
Yeah, they're very reactionary to, I suppose, the weather, the climate, the humidity, and the temperature, obviously, as well. So they change quite a bit. My pipes have changed since I arrived over here yesterday. So I just need to do a wee bit of fine-tuning on them. You know, the humidity is actually pretty good here. In fact, in Brittany, I find the humidity seems to be just perfect for my set of pipes anyway. I'm really happy with how they have settled over here. I'm getting a nice warm tone of them compared to maybe what I'd be getting in Ireland. So.
And it's not your first visit over here to Brittany, is it?
No, I've been to Lorient twice, I think.
The Interceltique.
That's right, the Interceltique Festival. Yeah, I've been here with a group called The Pipes. it's lovely to get a flavour of the culture. I mean, where we are here, it feels, you know, I'm not at a festival anymore. I'm meeting with these pipers and, you know, we're in the middle of the country. And there's a real country feel to the whole thing. I feel like I'm getting a real taste of what Brittany is like on a day-to-day basis rather than just being at a festival of that, you know?
I understand that you discovered something about Carrie before you actually came over here.
I did. The town where I teach in Ireland, Carrickmacross, I was talking to my French friend in school and she told me that Carrie is actually twinned with Carrickmacross. So I learned that an hour before I departed. So I couldn't believe it when she said it. But yeah, it was brilliant. And in fact, I have to make investigations. I think there was actually people from the town of Carrickmacross here about 6 weeks ago. I didn't know where they were going, but they explained they were going to Brittany. And I wish them well and all the rest, not realising that actually it's the very same town.
So, Porrig McGovern, thanks ever so much for spending the time to talk to us. And I'm looking forward to the concert you're going to give later.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. Take care. Merci beaucoup.